School was out again today for 20,000 high school teachers and their 280,000 students, with a second nationwide strike in less than a fortnight. And they're warning there's more to come unless the government takes this lesson to heart. Ruth Hill reports.
No one goes into teaching to make money, but newbie teacher Shelley Plowman from Onehunga High, who was on the picket line in Tamaki Makaurau today, says low pay makes it hard to stay in the profession.
I didn't want to disrupt our kids because they've had so much disruption already this term here in Auckland, and so I was sort of a bit unsure about whether or not striking was a good idea, but I've got no money left over at the end of my paycheck.
Veteran educator Tim Gasson of Macaulay High School has seen it all before.
I've gone through, I don't know how many of these events over the past 19 years, and I see a similar pattern of entrenchment, really. So, yeah, but here's hoping.
In the capital, a group of about 50 braved the bone-chilling southerly gale at Wellington Railway Station to hand out pamphlets. Fiona Howard admitted she'd much rather be in her nice warm classroom.
I'd rather be doing my job, but I'm here for our students and the future of their education.
Her 10-year-old daughter, Alma, fully supports her stance.
Do you know why we're striking, Alma?
Because you need better resources and more time off and stuff.
Tawa College teacher Shomi Yoon says it's not just about the money. Burnout is a massive problem.
50% of people who had gone through training, who had aspired to be teachers, leave the classroom after their first 5 years, and I don't think that's right.
Relief teacher Romany Tasker Poland says many like herself are not prepared to sacrifice their lives and their health for the job.
I really like teaching, but I've just found that the pay and the workload when you're doing full-time teaching is, yeah, it's just not sustainable. It doesn't let you have any balance with the other things you want to do in your life.
Waving placards, chanting and singing along to a ukulele, the teachers made their way through the CBD and along Willis Street to join a larger protest outside the electoral office of Wellington Central MP and Finance Minister Grant Robertson. Post-Primary Teachers Association Acting President Chris Abercrombie told the crowd teachers deserve a pay rise, and not just for their own sake.
Because when you invest in teachers, you are investing in our students. You are investing in the future of Aotearoa New Zealand. Yeah. So let us rise up and make our claim, and we will prevail.
The offer currently on the table includes a $6,000 lump sum payment to teachers over 2 years. That equates to about a 10% raise for beginner teachers and around a 6% increase for those at the upper end of the pay scale. But the union says it doesn't cover the 7.2% increase in the cost of living. Education Minister Jan Tinetti says she's got a lot of sympathy for their position.
They've been under a lot of pressure. We're working really hard to see where we can ease that. We know that they've got some big claims on the table. We know that we need to get things right for them, but we can't get everything right in one bargaining round. It's a really tough economic environment.
Negotiations are continuing, but meanwhile, PPTA members have already voted to not attend meetings outside school hours from term two. And from the second week, different age groups of students will be rostered off on different days for 4 weeks. If there's no agreement by May, rolling strikes are on the cards.